Thanks for tuning in this week to the Frankfort Wildcats Locker Room Chats. Mike Smith here, joined by girls head coach Bruce Gunner. Coach, you sit at 12-8 on the season. Your last game was a 54-49 loss to Wetmore, but it was a hard-fought game in which your girls led at the half. What maybe do you take away from that game to help your squad prepare here for postseason play coming up?
Well, I take a lot away from it, Mike. We played, my judgment, the best game offensively, defensively, focus, being where we're at, staying in the moment, game that we played all season long. You know, we've had moments and parts of games, and you know, with really six people, seven that come in or two on the bench that can get some spot time and help us out, the fatigue does become a factor. And you know, we were really fighting that little part. The fatigue factor would kind of get us for two or three minutes and a quarter there in the last half. And I think we, you know, we played through that and showed that we're, you know, we can play with Wetmore. We can play with B&B. We had that little fatigue factor where they pushed it out over 10 and a little bit more, and we got some our substitutes in there toward the mop-up time of the game. But both teams, we have in our mind that and understand and know that we can compete with them, and you know, they're going to be coming to our place to play. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, close out the regular season tonight with the road game at Bern, and then are pretty much set up as the three seed in Substate. I know, looking forward to Substate, but you got the game tonight. What maybe do you want to see from your squad to close out the season on a little high note, taking on Bern this evening?
Well, first thing, every game that you play in the TVL, you better be ready to show up for. You know, that Bern has record-wise what would be interpreted by someone just looking at the surface as a substandard season. They've only won one game. But, you know, I know Megan does a very good job with them fundamentally, and they get better all year long. And you just don't show up somewhere on the road in the TVL with the expectation that all you need to do is show up and win. It's a tough league, and you know, if you let somebody play with you and stay in the game, and the longer they stay around, the more dangerous it gets. So, you know, we just need to show up, take care of business, play our game the way we need to play it, and keep the focus that we had against Wetmore, the movement offensively, the intelligent defense without reaching and felling and putting the other team to the line. We do all those things, and I'll be satisfied with the way we play, because I think, you know, if we do those things, we should probably prevail in the game.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the season. Just want to say special thanks to you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and talk some Frankfort Wildcat basketball here on the radio. And good luck tonight, and then good luck in the postseason as well.
Well, let me turn that around and thank you, Mike, because, you know, this is a very, very informational kind of service that you provide for your listeners, and I know there's an awful lot of people that really listen to it because they mention it to me all the time. And, you know, for those sponsors that help make that possible, and for you, I appreciate you educating yourself and knowing what you're talking about when you call us and call me anyway. I know for sure that that's the case, and it's something that that really all the fans like, and I appreciate it from my end as well.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate covering you this year, and I'll see you at Substate as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Frankfort Girls Head Coach Bruce Gunner right there. After the break, we'll be joined by Boys Head Coach Brian Ebert.